Hey everybody, it's Dr. Catrice Austin, the Queen of Smiles, host of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. In this episode, we are going to revisit the smile makeover journey of boxer Clarissa Shields. We are live here at her fight in Flint, Michigan, where we're going to witness her win another fight. But in the meantime, enjoy this episode.
Welcome to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, the podcast where we uncover the power of a confident and healthy smile. I am your host, Dr. Catrice Austin, bringing you the latest dental tips, cosmetic dentistry trends, and inspiring stories to help you look and feel your best. From myth-busting to life-changing smile transformations, this is your weekly dose of dental news that you can use. So, let's talk smiles and get started.
It's Dr. Catrice Austin, the Queen of Smiles. I am so excited. Today is gonna be a major day because we've got a major celebrity coming to VIP Smiles today. Today, I have two-time Olympic gold medalist and the undisputed female middleweight champion of the world, Clarissa Shields. Yes, that's right. Today the champ is gonna be here and I'm gonna give her a knockout smile. Now that she has another title under her belt, she's got a lot of people requesting her to be on TV and make special appearances. So we're gonna get her smile ready so when she's on camera, she looks fabulous. I can't wait for you to meet her. Stay tuned.
My name is Clarissa Shields. I am a two-time Olympic gold medalist, a current undisputed champion in boxing, and I am from Flint, Michigan. I started boxing at the age of 11. My dad inspired me to box, and I've been boxing since 11, so 13 years. I'm 24 now, and out of all the years of just boxing, at the age of 13, my first dream and long-term goal was to become the first woman to win an Olympic gold medal. I did that at the age of 17. I set another goal to win it again. At the age of 21, I won the Olympics again. Now I'm professional. I am a seven-time world champion in two weight divisions, and I'm the second woman in history to become the undisputed boxing champion. My dad inspired me to box. He used to be a boxer. I wanted to follow after him like Layla Ali followed after her dad, Muhammad Ali. The city of Flint means a lot to me. That's why I wear my hair blue when I fight. Flint molded me to who I am, my toughness, my poker face, my mean face, my way of staying calm, but being, you know, staying calm, but still having that serious look, and just the thing about demanding respect, you know, coming from Flint instilled all that in me. I love Flint. You know, there's no other place like Flint. They can say what they want to say about the water, the murder rate and everything, but Flint is a good place. I'm a product of Flint. I was born and raised on the north side of Flint. And, you know, I love to be a hopeful Flint. With all the bad news, I'm the good news. Whenever somebody mentions Clarissa Shields' name, it's always about, you know, good things about boxing or business or just things that I'm doing in the community. So I like to be that person that's the good news in Flint. I tell a lot of kids just advice to them. One, don't be afraid to be different. And we are not our parents. You know, a lot of people in Flint grew up, you know, I grew up with my mother addicted to alcohol, my father in prison. I didn't meet my dad till I was 9. And I try to tell kids, you are in control of your future. You know, the younger you pick something to do or to have a goal at, that's when you can start on it. If you want to be it, you can do whatever, you can choose to be whatever you want to be. You know, you can be an astronaut. It could be a scientist. Long as you start going toward that goal now, you have to do less as you get older. I chose boxing at the age of 11. And really just don't be afraid to be different, because when I first started boxing, everybody was telling me boxing is not for a woman. You'll never make any money. You'll never fight on TV. You'll be brain dead by the time you're 17. So people saying all those things to me, you would think that it would discourage a young black girl. But It didn't, because I've always been taught by my grandmother, you control your own life. You can be whatever you want to be. My grandmother was my role model with my dad and my mom not really being there at my younger ages. My grandmother taught me, I believe, almost everything I know. Just taught me about respect, you know, about love. She taught me about hard work, you know, about dedication, about equal, you know, about equal pay. You know, the difference between men and women. My grandmother taught me a lot, and she also taught me, you know, one of the biggest things for me is do not tolerate disrespect, you know, from nobody. You know, so at a young age, you know, people say respect your elders. I do, as long as they respect me. My grandmother was like, you know, don't let nobody walk all over you. Don't let nobody talk bad about you. She always said, you know, try to solve the issue without, you know, fighting. But she always was just like, don't let nobody disrespect you. You let them know right then and there, like, that was disrespectful, and you deal with it. So, just the backstory, my teeth used to be a little straighter. I didn't used to have this in the front chipped here. It wasn't chipped till I sparred without a mouthpiece at a younger age. And then it chipped. And then after, you know, a younger age, you're wrestling, you're playing, it chips some more. So that's why the two front teeth are uneven. These also didn't used to cross in front over the other teeth until my wisdom teeth started pushing in. I didn't get them taken out till years later. So having my wisdom teeth, you know, taken out, still the other teeth don't ever go back in place. They already shifted over. So one thing, I think my smile is pretty dope though. You know, I think it's pretty nice. I can hide it very well, you know, if I turn this way. You really can't tell that I have this. So that's the problem for me, is when the camera isn't where I can get this side of my face and then show the good teeth and hide the bottom teeth. These teeth poke out a lot on the top and the bottom, and I just don't like it. So I heard about Dr. Catrice Austin through a friend. His name was Scoop B. Scoop B hit me up, and me and Scoop B have been friends for about like a year now, a year and a half. And he's like, I had a question for you. He said, have you ever thought about getting your teeth done? He's like, I'm not coming at you, because, you know, everybody, you know, so offensive. I'm like, no, I didn't think you were. And I was like, I thought about it. I don't really trust people, so I don't know who I would go to about that. And I heard there's so many different ways to do it. I want to do it the healthiest way and the best way for my teeth in the long run. So, you know, I don't know. And he's like, well, I know this girl named Catrice. She did Cardi B's teeth. I said, oh, that's what Cardi B was rapping about? And then he was like, yeah. I'm hoping that Dr. Catrice Austin, that after I leave here, that I accept my smile, that I'm not like, oh my God, I look so different. I hope I look the same, just with better teeth. I still want to look the same. I don't want my teeth to be too big. I don't want them too little. I want them to stay the same size they are now, just straight. That's all it is. I just want straight and white teeth. My new smile after this is going to take me everywhere. I feel I'm going to Steve Harvey May 8th, the Shawn Family Feud May 25th. I have a lot of events in LA coming up. It's this company that's the clothing. They want me to be a model for their clothes. I'm excited about that. And those are all the opportunities right now. Oh, and I have a lot of endorsements and sponsorships, like in the writing right now, getting done. Well, one, Dr. Catrice Austin has her Flint office here, her Flint dentistry. I'm happy she brung it to Flint. So all y'all girls that got y'all taxes, come get y'all teeth fixed. Hello. Don't buy you no car. Come get your teeth fixed by Dr. Catrice Austin. But it's nice in here. You know, my boyfriend was asking me, like, where are you going? I'm like, she has an office. He's like, she has an office in Flint? I said, yep. One in New York, one in Flint. She's big time. So when we pulled up, he was like, oh, there go office right there, because they got your name on the front. You walk in. She got the dressing rooms for Cardi B, for Wendy Williams. She going to have one for me. I'm happy. Not only am I one of the best boxers in history, but I'm going to be like the Serena Williams of women's sports. So that's why I'm getting my teeth done, and I want to carry myself at a higher standard. For everybody's life, it may not ever require for them to have their teeth done or to get, you know, liposuction and things like that. But for me, I feel like I wanted to, when I speak, I want to get more opportunities and want to be able to spread to the world about, you know, not just my boxing, but my life story. And I want to do it with a nice smile, and I have a great personality. and I believe that I'm going to be a great actress. So all these things are just great to get done now instead of fix them as I go up now. Because right now from, you know, the Olympics, I was already up here. And then two Olympics, I got higher. World championship, undisputed. Now all these other superstars are starting to recognize me and give me recognition. I hang out with Halle Berry. So stuff like that, just like I'm at a different point in my life now that I know that it's going to be a lot more cameras. And I don't want to just be looked at as just the fighter. I have a pretty face. I'm really built very nice. And I want to have straight teeth. So that's just a point. It's a part of my life that I knew I would have to get to. It's just part of the growing up and transitioning for me.
Now it's time for the reveal. It's always great when the patient finally sees their smile and they're happy and they even give you the thumbs up. It's the greatest feeling for a cosmetic dentist in the world.
When I first seen my new smile, I felt really good. I was proud of it. And it was like a load was off my back as far as in my teeth appearance, because I feel like I'm a very pretty girl, but my teeth was always messed up. So I just felt really good, and I was like, oh shoot, we got some straight teeth going on. So I was pretty happy. A lot of my family and my friends can't believe that I really went and got my teeth done. They're like, it's so nice, so natural. A lot of my family couldn't really tell at the beginning until when I started talking like this out of my face. They're like, oh, wait a minute, so they can see that I got some things done to my teeth. And everybody's like, it looks really good. They're nice and white. They're not too big, not too small. They don't look fake, you know. And I just feel more confident going into interviews knowing that I don't have to keep turning my face this way to talk to the camera, because I like this side of my teeth and not this side. Now I can just stand straight. I can take good profile pics, profile videos. And I just feel really good about it.
Thank you so much for watching this episode of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. I really hope that you learned something new and that you feel inspired to take your smile in your entire life to the next level. Now, if you enjoyed this show, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. If you have a question or you have a good topic that you want me to cover, drop it in the comments below. You know I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget, visit our website for more smile tips, dental consultations, and resources that will help you achieve the confident smile that you deserve. Remember, tune in for the dental knowledge and stay for the fun and confidence boost. See you next time. Bye-bye.